The Electric Hour with Jeanette McDonald and Nelson Eddy. Ladies and gentlemen, the great tragedy that has befallen our nation has affected all of us, touching your hearts as it has touched our hearts. Today we had intended to present a program of songs and music from the motion pictures of Jeanette McDonald and Nelson Eddy. That program has been postponed until next Sunday. Ms. McDonald was graciously offered to appear with us today when the Electric Hour, sponsored by 167 business-managed electric companies, presents a program of special music with Robert Ann Brewster, the orchestra and chorus, your announcer, Frank Graham. And here is Nelson Eddy.
Good afternoon. Words seem inadequate in this hour of sorrow, but long ago a man, speaking simply, gave great comfort when he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." A sacred song with these words by George W. Chadwick introduced our tribute to the memory of Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, prepare a place, a place for you.
Great music is a source of comfort, giving solace and expression to our emotions. Jeanette McDonald joins us in honoring the 31st man to be president with a song of reverence, Gounod's Ave Maria. Miss McDonald.
Ave,
Office of War Information, ask the Electric Hour to broadcast an important message on the job that lies ahead in the Pacific. That message was scheduled for April 29th, 2 weeks from today. The death of the president brings into sharper focus the will of the American people for united and determined action in carrying the war against Japan to a speedy and victorious end. For no one was more certain than he that the end of the war in Europe did not mean an end to war everywhere. Time and again, he said the defeat of Germany was only half the job, and it is. It may take a long time to beat Japan, but she is not only a treacherous enemy, but tough, and her resources are still great. Millions of men and billions of dollars must be thrown into the fight. So in the name of a great American, let's carry on. Let's finish the total victory he fought for, but did not live to see. Many weeks ago, his associates and advisors warned Mr. Roosevelt against overwork and told him to continue carrying his heavy burden would inevitably bring about his death. His answer was typical and great. Was there any better way to die than doing this work so important to the future of the world? For the spirit of a man who could say that, let every nation and people give thanks. This thought and these words are repeated by Nelson Eddy in Handel's Largo.
When I cried out to God, he heard me, and he banished my trouble. To him then will I sing praises. Lightning flashes, thunder crashes, but the storm cannot disturb my soul's composure. For the Lord's constant protection, I will extol him.
Thank you.
Before she sings her next song, here is Jeanette MacDonald.
Thank you, Nelson. I once heard a sermon in which death was likened to the beginning of a new venture, as though a man leading life were like a child being born. A song which I learned as a child seems especially appropriate at this time, when the spirit of a great man has begun its next great venture into a new world.
Continuing the Electric Hours program of special music, Jeanette MacDonald sings, I Think When I Read That Sweet Story of Old. The passing of a great leader always places new responsibility upon the shoulders of a nation. Our new president, Harry S. Truman, has pledged himself to carry on, to win complete victory over the Axis, and to establish a just and lasting peace. In this great task, he will need the willing support of all of us. The best characteristics of men are often revealed in their prayers, and I think this is especially true of the following prayer, offered by Franklin D. Roosevelt last November 6th. Almighty God, of whose righteous will all things are and were created, thou hast gathered our people of many lands and races into a great nation. We commend to thy overruling providence the men and women of our forces by sea, by land, and in the air, beseeching thee to take into thine own hands both them and the cause they serve. Be thou their strength when they are set in the midst of so many and great dangers. And grant that, whether by life or by death, they may win for the whole world the fruits of their sacrifice and a just peace. Guide, we beseech thee, the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the reward of righteousness. Make the whole people of this land equal to our high trust, reverent in the use of freedom, just in the exercise of power, generous in the protection of weakness. Enable us to guard for the least among us the freedom we covet for ourselves. Make us ill content with the inequalities of opportunity which still prevail among us. Preserve our union against all our divisions of race and class which threaten it. And now may the blessing of God Almighty rest upon this whole land. May he give us light to guide us, courage to support us, charity to unite us, now and forevermore. Amen.
Awesome.
To Jeanette McDonald for joining us this afternoon. Next Sunday, she will be with us again, and we'll sing songs from some of our pictures. Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, and Frank Graham will be here too. We hope you'll join us then. Good afternoon.